we really look forward to hearing from Reverend Maria, and it's always a gift when she has time to come speak with us. So thank you, Maria, and it's your turn. Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning again. And thank you for that lovely music that just inspired us all. I appreciate that and all of our intentions. So beautiful. And here we are with the Anatomy of Healing Prayer and some of the purest talks of Ernest Holmes, because they are his more conversational style than what you often find in The Science of Mind or Living the Science of Mind. And it's been said that our founder, Ernest Holmes, had a real deep connection with the practitioners of our movement. The licensed religious science practitioners have heard a high and holy calling and have answered. And I know that you have lovely Connie and beautiful Gail and wonderful Judy and Dr. Carolyn and just this amazing repertoire of practitioners in your midst. So here's a little plug for all of the beautiful practitioners. They are the witnesses to your life. They are the ones who know the truth for you, and spend time with them as often as you can. And I share that affinity with our Ernest because I love working with practitioners. Over the years, I have worked with dozens of practitioners in retreats and classes and counseling. And dare I say it, there is a purity to a practitioner which sometimes doesn't really translate to the ministerial level, because then our focus shifts and we become more aware of church. But practitioners are wonderful. And this talk was Ernest speaking to a graduating practitioner class about spiritual truth. And having just spent the last year in the first year of practitioner study and training and working with all of those beautiful souls to move into a deeper space, it's a tremendous gift to be able to connect with that spirit in such profound ways. And I also know that Ernest loved people. He was a people kind of guy. I can often see him in his khaki pants and his plaid shirt and just this grin on his face and his beautiful New England accent and his connection with all of us. And he saw all of us that loved this teaching, loved Science of Mind, studied, practiced it as practitioners in our own right. So that talk today then expands out just from those who are licensed to all of us practicing this teaching, which has, dare I say again, transformed our lives. And in Living the Science of Mind, Ernest reminds us of that, because he tells us that the discovery of God is personal. He says, no one can find God for us. Each individual must do this for himself. We cannot find God outside the self because we cannot go outside the self. There is no place where we begin and God leaves off. We can find God only within ourselves. And that is the joy of Science of Mind, the discovery of God, that personal truth that lives within us. And that revelation is just so extraordinary. And so I know that many of us have been in this teaching a long time, and some of us, like Jim, are walking in the door for the first time. But I'm going to invite you to join me in this moment to just take a moment and take a breath and jump in your time capsule. If you happen to have one wherever you are, jump in your time capsule and think back to the first time you discovered Science of Mind. It may have been years ago and you actually did at that time walk through doors into a building. But it may be that the first time is here online, in a spiritual community that's a virtual reality. And the feeling, breathe into that feeling of coming home, of finding your people. Oh my goodness, these people think like me and see things the way I see them, and feel the joy in the room, that connection with all of us. And what a great feeling that is. And perhaps in that moment, as you connected with your people, as you discovered what this teaching encompasses, you realized that you were about to make a quantum shift. And shift happens in our movement. You are making a quantum shift because previously on one end of the spectrum, you may have thought you were nothing or lower than nothing or less than nothing. Maybe you had been indoctrinated culturally, spiritually, through your family, whatever, to feel less than in some way, shape, or form. And you walked in the doors and you realized that you were whole, perfect, and complete. That you were the place where God shows up. And that it is up to each of us to make that discovery for yourself. And what a glorious, glorious gift that is. So taking a deep breath and giving thanks for that time capsule. I love to do that. I always say, and I don't know how long it's been since I told that story here, but just one quick thing is that when I walked into my first Science of Mind church a thousand years ago, the minister's wife was singing that morning, and her song was Cabaret. And I said, oh, we've entered a whole new dimension of life, haven't we? Because I had never been in a church where the minister's wife sang Cabaret on a Sunday morning. But the prayer was a welcoming prayer, letting us know that right where we are, God is. And that was something that sounds so simple now, but at that time, it was a radical thought. It was a revolutionary shift in thinking. And so this talk today in Don't Throw the Baby Out with the Washwater, and that's a whole nother story because that's an interesting American story, but we'll just stay with the title. Don't Throw the Baby Out with the Bathwater or the Washwater is about one simple thing. I read it and read it and read it and read it, and I hadn't read it in a long time. I love the Anatomy of Healing Prayer. Dr. George Bendall was one of my teachers in school, and he would tell us about these conversations with Ernest and what it was like to edit this book of his talks. And so I had an insight to them, and then I read it and read it and read it. And I did it again, and I said, let's find what it is that Ernest is really trying to impart with all of the love and joy that resides within him. And I found it. What I did was I took several paragraphs from the middle and made a timeline, a thought line, going from one to the other to the other to get to the singular message that I think Ernest is gladly giving all of us. And I'm going to share my little weaving together without all the extraneous. He's very verbose, we know. He loves to chat. And so I took out some of that verbosity, if you will, and pulled it all together. And this is his message to all of us. And this is the heart message in the midst of our movement and our teaching. Ernest is talking about demonstrating a principle. What is that principle? He says, we have a principle to demonstrate. We know how to treat technically and in techniques. And now each one of you will have to learn from your own experience that which no one can teach you but yourself. Because in the beginning, in the introduction, it tells us that Ernest is saying the idea of the title is that we can get caught up in the technique and forget what it is that is the essence that we are seeking because we're getting up all caught up in the technique. So you have to learn from your own experience that which no one can teach you but yourself. Every practitioner, that's all of us in our field, has a secret with God, and that is his realization of the divine presence to them, in them, through them, as them. Because you and I will never awaken a corresponding realization in someone else, beyond the level of that recognition, realization, and embodiment of the same thing. Water will reach its own level by its own weight only in consciousness. That's each of us, right? We only demonstrate at our level of consciousness in this present moment, subject to change, but only in consciousness, in treatment, in realization, in recognition. And you will learn out of your own experience that the most intently, not intensely, but intently, you listen to the one as you can to the other. And the truth we have to demonstrate is that perfection does nestle at the center of everything. And as Browning said, it is loosing this imprisoned splendor. It's the perfection that resides at the center of everything, and living our life from that state of being, that consciousness, that way of life. And sometimes we can get tripped up in, and there's the technique again, and the word perfection, and thinking it's some static human box, some state of perfection, not subject to change, approved of, stamped with seal of excellence by the world. But perfection that he is talking about is that of spiritual perfection, which resides beyond our stories, our circumstances, the demonstrations, the examples of our life. There is always that which is more than this. That is the truth of you and me. And if that didn't blow your mind the first time you walked in the door to Science of Mind, I know at some point everyone has an awakening moment and went, hold on to your pantyhose. I am whole, complete, and perfect. Whoa. What does that mean? And we, when you've been around a while, you forget what a revolutionary realization that is and what a gift it is to us. On Sunday nights at Agape in the prayer service, we used to have a song that we'd sing at the beginning called The Healing Bridge. And in the one refrain of the song, Derek would sing, "If you wonder why I'm weeping, it's because I wake from sleeping to discover God is keeping me forever whole. In God, I am forever whole. I am forever whole." And that singularity of focus is the gift beyond technique, beyond treatment, beyond all of that. It's the essence of you and me and everything that is. It's that wholeness. And it's a huge change in living your life to going from an everyday state of being where we are living constantly in pain, mental, emotional, physical pain, whatever that is, to acknowledging oneness, wholeness, love. It's a huge change to flip that and living in oneness and wholeness and acknowledging the pain when it arrives. To live in that state of wholeness, oneness, being, and whatever comes up is a story, but the truth remains the same. And that if we can keep our eyes single, our whole body shall be filled with light. If we can stay focused on who we are. And so as Derek sings, "Holy God, I feel your presence. Even now I feel your power healing me this very hour. Love has healing me right now." It's not healing by changing the essence of who we are. It's a healing which is an awakening, a recognition, a realization, a revelation of the truth of who we are. So healing in Science of Mind is a revelation. And that gives rise to our saying, there is nothing to be healed, only more of God to be revealed. And we are living in that state when we keep our eyes single. And again, in living the Science of Mind, Ernest shares with us about all of our practitioners, the remembrance then that healing is a revelation. And that's what we as practitioners and our licensed practitioners know. It's a revelation. The practitioner should know that at the center of everyone's being, there is an absolutely perfect life, a complete wholeness and a deathless principle. The work of the practitioner is to mentally uncover this ever-present reality, this changeless and eternal perfection. Spiritual mind healing, then, is a revelation, even though we go through a process to reveal it. Revelation. So that goes back to all of this glorious good stuff from Ernest, reminding us that perfection does nestle at the center of everything. That's us, perfection. And then the joy comes at that last sentence. It is loosing this imprisoned splendor, that which resides within us. It's a revelation to awaken to it, to find it. And then we loose it into the world. So again, just take a moment with me as you hear those words, loosing the imprisoned splendor. Take a breath and breathe into the essence, the heart and soul, the depth of your being. What splendor is there within you right now that is ready to be loosed into the world? Formally imprisoned, letting it loose. What is that splendor? As you take a deep breath and awaken to the awareness that this is the consciousness that heals. It's in you and me and all of us. It's in the rocks and the trees and the cats, the pussy cats and the dogs. It's love, it's light, it's peace, it's power, it's grace, it's beauty, it's joy. It's all of this. It's wholeness, it's sanity, it's magnificence. And Ernest was telling us, we'll teach you how to tap into that and help you loosen it and be a witness to your wonderful life as you loosen that. But ultimately, we know that you know how to do that, but we'll be with you as you do. And as we look out in the world in which we live, this is the transforming of conditions as we remember the truth of our being, not only individually, but collectively as well. This is the world that we are creating, the world that we live in, keeping our eyes single in the midst of whatever is transpiring around us. It is no match for that which is transforming within us. So you have your stories, your conditions, your circumstances, but more than that, you have that healing wholeness, that spiritual truth which resides within. So no need to hide from the world, no need to be afraid, no need to push against or resist. Just breathe in and loosen that imprisoned splendor from within you and be a witness to that high and holy calling of the revelation of the light within us. I am glad to be on this journey with you. Our teaching is magnificent, and it forever, I think, continues to unfold the next greatest yet to be within and as each of us. And so Ernest left us with these words at the end of the talk. Let us then identify ourselves with that divinity, with that presence, and with that power For all the power there is and all the presence there is and all the life there is love, the living spirit almighty. And all the good there is right here in this room. Look around. It's right here in this room. The only heaven we shall ever know is now. Not back there, not up there, now. Behold, the kingdom of God is here. Looking long and steadfastly at the rose, we see its beauty. In the turbulence of the wind and wave, we feel its strength. In the softness of the raindrop on our face, we feel the caress of the infinite. And in the silence of the desert, a voice speaks, "This is my beloved child. We are that. You, everyone here, we are that." Thank you for being here today. Thank you for joining in this beautiful consciousness of healing. Thank you for being on the journey with me. And I bid you all good morning and namaste.